Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 16th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI and ISMS. A PERTIS model. GenKit Go. 3D fetal health. AI and ISMS. The use of artificial intelligence in information security management systems has already proven valuable for developing policies, concepts, and hardening guidelines. But what about the standards themselves? Can the latest language models effectively and convincingly aid in evolving these standards? As the Federal Office for Information Security's IT Baseline Protection undergoes a comprehensive overhaul, experiments are underway to answer this question. AI tools have become established in security audits and can potentially advance security standards. A machine-readable standard could automate audits significantly, transforming the review process. A PERTIS model. Swiss researchers have unveiled a PERTIS, an open-source and transparent large language model. While it doesn't quite match the leaders in the field, a PERTIS marks a significant step forward. Available on Hugging Face under the Apache 2.0 license, it comes in versions with 8 billion and 70 billion parameters. Potential users are required to agree not to hold the institutions liable for any potential damages before downloading. Notably, a PERTIS can process less common languages, like Swiss German and Romansh, a first for language models. GenKit Go. Google has unveiled GenKit Go 1.0, the first stable version of its open-source framework tailored for AI development in the Go ecosystem. This release empowers developers to create and deploy production-ready AI applications seamlessly. Alongside this, Google introduces the new CLI Command GenKit Init iTools, ensuring direct integration with popular AI coding assistants. A notable feature of GenKit Go 1.0 is the capability to create type-safe AI flows using Go structs and JSON schema validation, which supports reliably structured model responses and easier testing. Developers can also integrate external APIs through tool calling and access models from Google AI, Vertex AI, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Alma via a unified interface. 3D fetal health. MIT CSAIL researchers have introduced a groundbreaking tool that models the shape and movements of fetuses in 3D, offering potential support for doctors in diagnosing abnormalities. Named Fetal SMPL, this tool originates from a 3D model, originally used in computer graphics, but has been adapted to represent fetal body shapes and poses with precision. Trained on 20,000 MRI volumes, Fetal SMPL predicts the location and size of a fetus, creating detailed, sculpture-like 3D representations. With an average misalignment of about 3.1 millimeters, this tool shows promise in accurately measuring fetal health metrics. Researchers plan to test further on larger populations and various disease cases. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.